Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series on the sales agreement. Right now, we're going to talk about financing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're about knee-deep into the contract, the sales agreement between the buyer and seller that states all the terms and conditions of the offer itself. It's where the agreement comes in. This is first drafted as a proposal from the buyer. The seller reviews it, modifies anything that they can't tolerate or want to have further discussions on with the buyer. Goes back and forth until there's a tied up meeting of the minds, and this document is then executed.
And your term meeting of the minds is exactly perfect. The more detail that you have in the thing, the greater the chance there's going to be a squabble over it. But at the same time, I would much rather have the squabble prior to the time that the transaction is closing and the fight is on than after the fact. And my goodness, what a mess it turns into.
We talked about the first couple pages of the contract. That's agency, the relationship with you and the realtors involved in the transaction, the money that's going to come across the table from buyer to seller, and what those terms are, whether it's cash or financed. We've talked about fixtures and personal property. What type of property are you selling? What's included in the sale that's personal property or excluded that is attached to the property? Let's talk now about the financing. This is a critical part. We're saying we're going to make our best effort to get this money to you, seller, in the timeframes we're promising.
And we then specify, how is the buyer going to pull that off? Because the seller's being asked, take the property off the market, wait for this buyer to perform and close the deal. How do I know that this buyer is any good? Buyer, demonstrate that you have capacity, or I'm not even going to consider your proposal.
So the opportunities for this purchase price are all cash transaction, financed, conventional, hard money, any other kind of financing. It could be liquidating or getting real estate money from another property into this transaction or 1031 exchange. It could also be owner terms, owner financing.
Right, owner carry, where you come in with a down payment and ask the seller to act like the lender and take payments over time.
Now, there's some promises you're making. Let's say it's an all-cash transaction. You're making a promise that that cash is liquid and available to execute on the contract the way this is written. And if you're not, you'd want to disclose that here.
Exactly. And if you don't, that's a misrepresentation. If you represent that you have cash and you don't, oh my goodness, that's a misrepresentation as big as the seller misrepresenting that a defect in a property that hasn't been disclosed.
You'll have to be very specific on your loan and financing terms in this contract. We'll talk more on that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.